Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So before we make grand predictions for 2026, a quick reminder of what we said going into 2025. Number one, Tiki really failed this game because all he did was predict the upcoming Super Bowl.
Well, didn't I go first?
You did go first. Yeah, you probably didn't know. You'd be like, just make a prediction.
Exactly. I didn't know what you were talking about.
So he predicted the Detroit Lions to defeat the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Half right. The Kansas City Chiefs were defeated in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But obviously the Lions did not get there. So that was Tiki's prediction. My grand prediction would not become official till September, which is that Aaron Rodgers would retire and never play another NFL game after his game against the Dolphins with the New York Jets. We were on before that game. And I was taking Jet to the game, and I was going to the game, and I said, we're going to see him for the final time on a field. Obviously, I was wrong about that one. Rodgers continued playing, signed with the Steelers, and you'll get to see him Sunday night against the Ravens. Sean's big prediction, and again, remember where we were when he said this. This is January of 2025. He said both New York baseball teams would miss the postseason. Mm. He nailed the Mets.
Right.
Obviously got his Yankees wrong, though. I guess there were moments of diciness.
Certainly were, Ev. Certainly were.
And then finally, Tommy Lugauer had what I think is the winner. He said a New York team would beat a Boston team in the playoffs twice. And if he stopped right there, he would have nailed it. But he got specific. He said the Knicks would beat the Celtics, which is a tremendous victory for you. You were right about that in that great upset a few months ago. But then he went on to say that the Mets would beat the Red Sox in the World Series. Obviously, that was not true. If he just kept it as New York beating Boston, the Yankees did beat the Red Sox in the wild card series. So you didn't nail it, but I think for the sake of this game that we played a year ago, I think you won it for 2025. So for that, congratulations, Tommy.
Thank you. And with like most of my takes and predictions, if I would just have stopped and not gone a little bit further, I would have been much better off.
And you know what your prize is? You get to go first.
Okay.
So ladies and gentlemen, these are grand sports predictions for the year of 2026. Tommy Lugauer, who's still going to be on this radio station, he will be beginning after hours, starting on Monday at 7 o'clock. So he's still part of the Evan and Tiki family. We'll still play these clips next year. Don't you worry. This is really your last prediction on Evan and Tiki. So you got a year for us to talk about it, and then it all goes away. And then you're dead to us after a year because all those predictions will be gone. Mm-hmm. Tommy, your prediction for 2026.
So since this is my last prediction, I'm going to make two predictions. The first one's a quick one. Malik Willis will be the starting quarterback for the Steelers next season, not the Jets.
Willis starts for Steelers week one.
Week one.
Okay.
Okay. Now here's big my Willis. Here's my big grand New York sports prediction.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Based on a WFAN station vote, Aaron Judge is the current king of New York, correct?
Yeah.
By this time next year, we will have had three new kings in New York. Number one, Jalen Brunson, because the Knicks are going to win a title. So he will be the king of New York starting in, you know, late June, early July. Then Mr. Juan Soto, Evan's getting nervous here. Mr. Juan Soto will be the new king of New York after the Mets win the World Series. Oh, we'll have our parade. And then finally, the newest king of New York on this day next year, leading the Giants to the playoffs, Jackson Dart.
So, okay. Okay.
There you go. Those are his
predictions. I mean, basically, it sounds like he made four predictions in one. Essentially, he went with Malik Willis will start for the Steelers next year. The Knicks are winning an NBA title. The Mets are winning the World Series. And the Giants are going to the playoffs next year. Mm-hmm. It's a weird coincidence that all the teams he talked about are teams he roots for. So I guess he's biased. Or not biased. Not biased at all. That was as an ISO, an Independent Sports Observer. Tiki Barber, now that you understand the game, are you ready for your grand prediction of 2026?
Yes, I am. Brian Daboll is going to be an assistant coach on a Super Bowl winning team.
Wow. That prediction started so boring and ended so excitingly. He's like, Brian Daboll's going to be an assistant? Like, who gives a rat's ass? But he's going to be an assistant on a team that wins the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Okay. Right. Sean Morash. This is an easy one. It's a month, October of 2026. The New York Giants will win more games than the New York Mets.
Excuse me?
In October of 2026, the New York Giants will win more games than the New York Mets.
So just in the calendar month of October.
You asked me for a prediction that will happen this year. Yes.
The Giants will win. The Mets are going to suck.
The Giants will win more games than the Mets in the month of October.
That's interesting. You can see where this midday show is going. There's a new troll in town.
I mean, it's just so typical that, like, this is the difference between Tommy and Sean. Actually, not the difference, because you have a lot of similarities. Tommy just went all positive, waving the pom-poms for the teams he loves. Sean said, I'm going to wave the pom-pom for the team I love while simultaneously taking a massive shot at a team that I claim I don't really hate, but I like to take shots at them.
How is it a shot? The Mets could win three games and have a bye and then not win in the LCS, and the Giants win all four games in October. Like, that's not a shot.
Mm. Yeah, but then they're in a... What?
Then the Mets have made the NLCS, get swept in the NLCS, and the Giants have a 4-0 in October. Are we all going to cry about that?
Wait, say that one more time. What happens to the Mets?
Oh, I see.
Okay,
I have
outs here, dude.
Yeah, so you're saying the Mets get a first-round bye, sweep the divisional series.
See. Or so just win three games to advance.
Well, yeah, okay, right, win three games to advance. Then if they get swept in the LCS, they've gotten to the LCS, they got swept, which
right.
I guess
now
for some
I
is a good
it.
Year.
Now I hear it.
I got you.
Now
okay.
I hear it.
I have outs, pal. I have outs. Mets don't make the playoffs. I have a lot of outs.
Yes. That's how I was taking it.
Yeah.
The Mets weren't going to make the playoffs, and no matter what the Giants did in October, then the Giants win.
I got you. All right, I've got two. Because one is like a specialty. The other one is more grandiose. Here's my specialty. Because here's the reason I'm going to include two. The prediction I'm about to make, Tiki's not going to care about. Like, he's just going to be like, okay, whatever. Save it for the Rico. The New York Mets will pitch a real no-hitter this season.
Ooh. Oh, that'll be. What do you mean? I don't care about that.
Oh, that's a good one?
Yeah, I'll be at the game in the Cadillac Club having martinis.
A real no-hitter will be pitched. And what I mean by a real no-hitter is obviously there are some, they're buffoons, who like to think that Johans wasn't a real no-hitter.
Well, you just called it a non-real no-hitter.
No. I'm saying that there are detractors that say it's not a real no-hitter.
You said the Mets will pitch a real no-hitter.
Yeah, for the
implying, at least maybe I'm inferring, yes, that you're saying that the one that exists is not real.
No, I think it's real, but
how am I wrong?
Because I'm talking about the people out there like Tommy Lugauer and Craig Carton who always tell me it wasn't a real no-hitter. So this will be a no-hitter that even they can't argue. So
a non-debatable no-hitter.
And unlike the Tyler McGill combined no-hitter, this won't be combined.
Okay.
There will be one human being pitching nine innings and throwing a no-hitter.
Do you care to give us an idea of who it will be?
I have a feeling it's going to be a West Coast game. And I'm going to come in at 10 a.m. and Tiki's going to be like, I didn't watch the game.
What are you talking about?
Like, I think it is going to be the worst timing. It's going to be like a 10 o'clock game, and it's not going to be Nolan McLean. Like, it is totally going to be David Peterson, which wouldn't be that bad. I like David Peterson, but
I could see that. It'd be better if it was Clay Holmes.
He wouldn't go nine.
Well, I mean, that was why it would be better. Unexpected, yeah. And the Yankee fans would be pissed off that they didn't think about converting him to a starter.
But my grandiose one.
Again, they'd be pissed off.
They would, yeah.
Because they're already pissed off about it.
Yeah, are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
And my pretty decent starter, dude.
Yeah, but they weren't going to make him a start.
I know. So the Yankee fans pissed off that they didn't think about it.
I don't know about that. I think if I pulled Yankee fans, they'd say they don't care. But that's just me. And here's my grandiose prediction. Unlike Tommy, I'm not going to make the same mistake he made. I'm not going to get specific. I'm just going to say it. The drought is ending this season. A New York team is winning a world championship. That is happening. Mm. There will be a parade. Obviously, one of the unfortunate things about doing middays is you have to be at said parade. And the odds are very high that it'll be a team I do not root for. But I'll put on a happy face and do the best I can. Like Joe and I did the three different times we went to parades. But there's going to be, and I'm not like taking the easy way out here. It's not going to be a soccer team. It's not going to be a sport we're not paying that much attention to. It's going to be in the Big Four. In the hockey, in the NBA, in football or baseball, a team is winning a championship. A New York team is finally doing it. There will be a parade. That is happening in 2026.
Do the Giants count?
Because that would be in 2027.
The Giants and Jets clearly do not count because that would be the following calendar year.
But it's the season of 2026.
Okay. Sean, without getting specific, it ain't going to be either one of them.
Are the Jets winning a championship?
No.
Are the Giants close to winning one?
I mean, look, I didn't think the Bears and Patriots were a year ago.
Well, guess what? Neither of them are going to win either. Just because they're
sure about that?
I'm pretty sure. You want to make a bet?
Now, listen, New England has to stop guys from getting arrested before the Super Bowl, but, you know, they're in the play.
Yeah. Well, they play anyway, so it doesn't matter.
They're already arrested. It's a rain.
That's right.
Yeah. And they're playing anyway, so does it even matter to the Patriot fans?
I guess that's true. Tales
as sick as all that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to go with the team, but a New York team's going to win a championship, and I'll make it easy for you, Sean. It's not the Jets or Giants, okay?
Okay.
So it'll be one of the true New York teams. It'll either be... We can go in order and tell me if you think it'll happen. We'll start with the Brooklyn Nets. Anyone want to?
Nah.
You don't think that happens?
No. I would have given you a chance a week ago.
Okay. Okay, how about the New Jersey Devils? Will they count as a New York team? Just want to be specific.
You never know.
Never know? Okay.
No, I can't say that right now.
How about the New York Rangers?
Never.
No.
Okay. How about the only hockey team who, if the season ended today, would actually participate in the playoffs? The New York Islanders.
No shot. Nope.
Okay. How about the New York Knicks?
Yeah, let's go.
Woo-hoo. Got a shot. Why not?
Sure.
How about the New York Metropolitans? I mean, why not?
Can you sign somebody?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then finally, the New York Yankees.
Can you sign somebody?
Same applies.
Right, exactly.
One of those teams will win a championship, and we will save all this audio, and if someone's right or wrong, we'll play it, and we'll hold ourselves accountable.
Sounds like he's all about your Knicks, Tommy.
100%.
That's all that was.
The minute he said it, I thought he thinks the Knicks are winning the title.
Yes.
Because he knows that the Spurs are going to beat the Thunder in the playoffs because they own them, and the Knicks will play a young Spurs team not ready to win a championship, and the Knicks will beat them.
See, here's what I hate about what you're trying to do. You are trying to egg me on to telling you the team I'm envisioning.
Yeah, I think you guys have it wrong.
Really?
I think Evan deep down thinks the Thunder are getting in. There's no way the Knicks have beaten them. I think Evan, in his heart of hearts, thinks he's going to be out there with the mittens in late October, and it's going to be the Yankees because nobody thinks the Yankees are going to do it this year, and they have the pitching.
One of you guys are right. I'll leave it at that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.